folks, while some of you may remember me, suck me up. That was one of the many ways I was over the broadcast of Marching Loud basketball back in the late 80s and early 90s. For those of you who don't remember me, I'm Randall Weisman, and I'm honored to be a part of tonight's festivities. I wish I could. Basketball action on Real Radio KMNO. Tonight, it's the Marshall Owls Athletic Horseman. My head coach, Kevin Hart. Hi, folks. While some of you may remember me, something up. That was one of the many ways I was over the broadcast of Marshall Owls basketball back in the late 80s and early 90s. For those of you who don't remember me, I'm Randall Weisman, and I'm honored to be a part of tonight's festivities. I wish I could be here in person. I want to thank all of those responsible for putting this event together for allowing me to help get it started. And a quick story about how I met Coach Kevin Hart. After working at KMNO in the late 70s and early 80s, I was fortunate to return in the fall of 1986. And a few weeks after returning, I had a chance to take a road trip to KMNO to broadcast the Marshall Islands game against conference foe Hannibal. It was my first official opportunity to meet Kevin Hart, and I immediately knew he was a guy I'd easily get along with. Then after the game, when I had packed my equipment and sent it out, a voice called my name. When I turned to see who it was, I was shocked to see an old friend from my high school days named Terry. I asked what she was doing there, and the answer I was given was, "I'm married to the coach." I said, "An animal coach?" She said, "No, Kevin Hart, the Marshall coach." That very moment, I knew I had found a friend for life. For any man that my sweet old friend Terry would marry, I knew it had to be one heck of a guy. That's how I came to know Coach Kevin Hart. And I really enjoyed following the team during the years I was able to broadcast Marshall Island basketball. Whoops, there's the buzzer, so it's time for me to wrap it up. But this is going to be a night about tradition, celebrating the old and the new. Both Coach Kevin and Terry Hart have been stewards of education and setting the bar high here in Marshall. So it's time to kick off the 2018 Winter BBL and Kevin Hart Ford Education. It's going to be a night to celebrate as we look forward to the upcoming season. We are Marshall in this fantastic gymnasium full of black and red, the home of Al Pride.
We got plenty more rally towels. If you don't get one, make sure you see us and we'll arrange for it. Absolutely. So, welcome everybody. My name is Jacob Sermon, and I have the very real privilege of being the principal of this this amazing Marshall High School. And I want to start this evening by saying thank you to everyone for coming out and braving getting out tonight in this cold and snowy weather for this momentous occasion. Tonight, we are here to honor the past and create connectivity with the future. We are here to honor a Marshall High School legend and help current Marshall High School community members remember or learn about a very important figure from this building's past. Thank you very much to all of you in the Marshall community and the Marshall High School Booster Club for providing future generations of this school with such a beautiful facility. And if you haven't seen it already, I know you're amazed at what the Booster Club did to this brand new facility that we had in a building that was made in 1976. It's gorgeous. We know that we, the future, are responsible for maintaining this gym. We do not take that responsibility lightly. So again, I want to say welcome. I'm now going to get myself out of the way of what we're really here for tonight. And I'm going to turn things back over to the Marshall High School Booster Club President, Ellen Lance.
Tonight is going to be a really busy, packed, full night with our student body. I'm sorry that we're missing them. As I've had an opportunity to communicate with so many people that played for Coach Hart and his family, I can't stand here without being emotional. What an honor it's been for me to get to live a little bit and experience some of the stories and the things that they have to tell about him. So, without further ado, an avid sports fan that really misses speaking to those in his path. He's given tirelessly to those that have lived in Marshall and around our area. In 1997, he became the superintendent of Marshall School District. During his tenure here, he earned distinction in performance from the State Board of Education three times. In 2002, he was selected by his peers to receive the Pierce Award as the Outstanding School Superintendent of the Year in Missouri. After retiring from MBS in 2004, he was elected to serve in the Missouri State Legislature for 8 years, where he was a ranking member on the House Education Committee. Please help me welcome Mr. Joe Hall.
I kind of need to stand back here. I was in the legislature, and that's where I had to stand then. I just did not do that. But wow, does this place look nice? Fantastic. And I'll tell you what, I want to thank Ellen. I know Ellen's the president of the Booster Club. I know she was a driving force behind this, and all the boosters and the entire community for making this happen. Let's give them a big hand. And I'll tell you what, I know good friend Kevin Hart would be very proud of this gym, and even prouder to have part of the gym named after him. What a special guy. Living in Orange, New Jersey. You know, he told me one time he fell in love with sports in high school, basketball, football, and baseball he played. He told me, he said, I'm just a token white kid on an otherwise all African-American basketball team. But I found out he was more than that. In high school, he scored over 500 points in senior year. He was All-State. So he did a great job there. Came to Missouri Valley. I don't know if he knew anybody in Marshall. Maybe knew the coach that recruited him, but got on a bus, I imagine, and came out here to play basketball. And what a job he did in Missouri Valley. Started 4 years, averaged in double figures all 4 years, was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you ever saw him play. He had it all. He could shoot outside, he could shoot inside. I played town team against him. You got out of his way when he came to the basket. I got run over by him playing on his team. I got run over by him playing against his team. But he was physical. If you look on his obituary, you'll see a picture of Kevin spinning a basketball. That's on his obituary. And that's what he really enjoyed. He really did a great job at Valley and was outstanding there. He came to Marshall. He taught in the Marshall School District. He became the basketball coach, I want to guess around 1984, maybe 83, somewhere in there. He coached here 11 years. And boy, he took the basketball program right to the top. And during that time, I think they won like six district championships, went to quarterfinals three times, took fourth in the state 1 year. He was named the KMZU Coach of the Year 3 different times. What a job he did. In addition to his basketball, he then became principal of the assistant principal, worked with Nina Bowling, assistant principal at the Meeker Middle School. Did that for 4 years. He then became the director of the Saline County High School, which was an alternative high school for kids, Second Chance High School. He did that for 4 years. Then he became the assistant superintendent. I had a chance to work with him very closely in that role for 5 years. And what a job he did then. Then he worked at Fitzgibbon Hospital. He worked for Missouri Valley. Then I guess he and Terry remodeled the old home front. He started raising cattle. I find that hard to believe, but that's what he said. And then just recently, operated Hart's Kitchen. Boy, what a career. You know, he did a lot of things. He's Kevin was kind of like I am. I think we both kind of wondered what we were going to be when we grew up. But he did a lot of different things, and he accomplished so many things. And I guess the thing you'd say is, how can he do so much and be so successful in everything he did? I know you all have, you know him. You have qualities you can talk about. I'm going to mention four tonight real quickly. And how many athletes do we have in the crowd? Okay, you all are going to come in this gym many times. You're going to walk right by the name Kevin Hart. And I'm going to talk about four things. I think you can think about other things that he did that made him special. And if you'll follow his lead, you'll be a better athlete, you'll be a better student, you'll be a better person. The first thing I want to mention, Kevin believed in himself. I think he thought he could do anything he put his mind to. He had fierce determination. He wasn't afraid of much of anything. He had confidence. He wasn't cocky, but he did have self-confidence. And he never gave up. Give you some examples. You imagine what it'd be like to get on a bus and head to Marshall, Missouri from Orange, New Jersey, all by yourself, not knowing a soul? Well, he did that. When Kevin became the head basketball coach here, I bet you Marshall wanted to try to hire a coach with some experience. But Kevin believed in himself, he convinced the administration, I'm the man for the job, and look what he did. And talk about believing in himself. His teams believed in themselves. They played that way. They had confidence. They had determination. They didn't back down from anybody. And that's why they were so successful. Beyond basketball, can you imagine, as I told you a minute ago, I have trouble imagining a young man from Orange, New Jersey, coming here and raising cattle. I'm sure he knew nothing about raising cattle. But he ventured out and he did it. He started Hart's Kitchen. He and Terry started that together. Italian subs. Probably didn't know much about Italian subs, but he did it. It was that self-confidence, that determination, that would carry you guys a long way. Quality number two, he always did everything he did 100%, and he always worked his tail off. And you know, you guys played basketball for him. He probably worked as hard in practice as you did. Always 100%. Probably got out on the floor and played with you some. And always was trying to find some way to give his team an advantage. Way up, a chance to get ahead. And Scott Harvard is going to speak in a minute. I'm not going to tell about the thing you did that he did to get you guys ready for Rock Ridge one time to get an advantage on Rock Ridge. Scott maybe will tell you that story. But always trying to get something. Not only coached the team, Kevin brought basketball to life in the entire Marshall community. He got people in the stands. He got people excited about basketball. He worked with the Little League program. He did it all the way. He gave everything 100%. The third, and even beyond that, you talk about Meeker Middle School. He was assistant principal, like I say, worked with Nina over there. Kevin was all over that building, up and down the hall. He told me one time, he said, I walk so many miles during the day, I'm going to get a pair of 15 shoes. I said, Kevin, is your foot that big? He said, no. But he said, my foot doesn't hurt anymore when I wear my 15 shoes. So he did. And up and down the halls. And I couldn't look it for him when I was superintendent. I couldn't find him. And when I did find him, I couldn't catch him. But he worked hard, he knew every kid in school, and he was always looking out for them and doing what he could. When he went to the Saline County High School, same thing. Some students out there who needed a second chance. And he worked with them. He and Bruce Brock was out there with him. Bruce was the first director, and Kevin followed him. And they were always looking for a reason to make that school as good as it could be so his kids could have a real good second chance. Look at this, what he did with Hart's Kitchen. That was one of the best sandwich shops probably anywhere. I remember seeing people lined up down the street outside of that kitchen when you all had the wagon out there, Terry. third quality I want to mention, and this is something else for all you guys to remember. One thing Kevin always did, he always did a good job of making other people better. And I thought that was one thing. When you look at his team, he always stressed teamwork. Everybody on his team was a big part of the team. And they had the eighth, ninth man was just as important for those guys that were starting out there. And he really did a good job keeping the team together. And there's so many other things you can say, like say with the middle school kids, you know, that's a tough age, middle school. Kevin would work with those kids. He would make sure that they believed in themselves, that they were successful. He'd go the extra mile both with them and the alternative kids. And, you know, I think one thing that really stuck out with Kevin as far as I'm concerned, he was so positive, so upbeat, that when you were around him, you felt the same way. Because he was always on top of his game, always made you feel better. I remember one time after a school board meeting, Kathy, you guys worked me over one night, and I was pretty down in the dumps that next day. And he came in, and he said, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "I'm kind of down in the dumps." He said, "Well, I've got a mission today. I'm going to cheer you up." And he told me some funny stories. He complimented me a couple times. And I really had a pretty good day that day. But he did that time and time again. Continually tried to make people feel better about themselves, to make them better. And the last quality was, he was busy, had a lot of responsibility, but his main focus was his family. And he thought more anytime he talked about Terry, Derek, Brian, Lucas, the Lukester, anytime he talked about any of his family, and his 10 grandkids, his eyes would light up. And there was no doubt in his mind that that was the most important thing in his life. And he loved you guys to death. So, again, you athletes, remember, when you come in here, remember believe yourself. Believe you can do anything you think you can do. Remember to work hard every day. Remember to do what you can, be a good teammate, make your teammates better. And remember that no matter how busy you get, your family is the most important thing in your life. Thank you all very much.
So we're going to just keep moving right along here. So not many can say they walked the halls of Marshall High School for 30 years. And while maybe not all of this building, many years were spent here. During those 30 years, he was the assistant football coach for 9 years and the head track coach for 6 years. In 1984 until 2004, he was the athletic director here at Marshall High School. His leadership for his coaches and instruction for his athletes helped steward a great experience for those that attended Marshall High School. He was the lucky leader that was able to work closely with Coach Kevin Hart. If you wouldn't mind, please help me in welcoming Mr. Charlie Guthrie.
Thank you, Ellen. After you follow a politician and a radio announcer, about all you say is ditto. I worked with Kevin as a teacher. Started off our career. Mine was a little earlier than his, and he came in. We used to have a lot of fun. A lot of times at Kevin's expense because he was the youngster in the history department, and he was always so easy to manipulate and work with. The thing about Kevin is that his passion. I mean, the man had a passion for everything, especially for his family. Especially for working with kids. Loved basketball, even though he's coached cross country and other sports. But you know, his passion was contagious, not only to his players, but the other people that were around him. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say every one of our conversations was wonderful, because they were. But the idea is that, you know, you work together and you try to get things going the way that you want. Kevin was tireless in what he did. He was always planning. He was always trying to make the program better. He was trying to make his players better, all the way from the winter leagues that he used to have for little kids, the summer leagues that he had, all the time that we put in with his players. And like Joe said, you know, he was a motivator. He was the kind of coach that you really like to have. And over 20 years as an AD, I ran into a lot of coaches. And Kevin was one of these people that had that constant desire to drive himself and his players and everyone else just to make everybody that much better. When he went out to Valley, I was out there when he went out to Valley. It was the same way. I mean, he was working with the kids that were really struggling. He was working with kids they were trying to keep in the school, trying to motivate them the same way he did his players out here. And Kevin was just one of these people that you enjoy being around him, you enjoy being with him, you enjoyed watching him work with the kids. He was just the kind of the person that was a positive experience. I can reiterate everything Joe said because it's about him this year. There's no reason to do that. But I do have a letter from Eric Dewsbury. Eric coached with Kevin for 7 years. And what he sent was that he's sorry he couldn't be here. He would like to say that Kevin took a young man and through discipline, hard work, and lots of patience, helped him to understand what it was to coach. But his most important lesson was the compassion of the game, and the competition was second to the love of the kids, because they are why we are here. With all that Kevin has done and meant to me as a mentor, I am more proud to call him my friend. He may be gone, but he'll never be forgotten. That's Eric Dewsbury. And what Joe and what Eric have said, you know, just can't be repeated often enough. Kevin was a class act, and this is a very deserving honor for Kevin and for his family. It's wonderful that you all are here. He loved you all dearly. He loved Marshall High School. He loved basketball. He loved kids. When you're in education, when you're a teacher, that's what it's all about. Thank you.
Okay. A child growing up in Marshall, Missouri, a kid just like all of you. He attended Marshall Public Schools and graduated from here in 2007. He attended Northwest Missouri State University, where he received a degree in agriculture science. He spent his days as an agriculture sales rep for Crown Power and Equipment. He and his wife, Brett, and children, Bo and Sawyer, reside here in Marshall. Please help me to welcome Coach's son, Mr. Brian Hart.
I'll tell you what, that's a tough crowd to follow right there. After hearing both of those great men speak, I really think I need to be a speechwriter for Mr. All, because he pretty much said it all, and it's exactly what I wrote, so. But I'm just gonna say a few things so we can see this court. First of all, thank you very much, Booster Club, Ellen Lance, the staff at Marshall High School, staff at Marshall Public Schools, everyone, the community. As you all know, the last 11 months has not been the greatest for my family, but with everyone here, this community, it's made it a lot better. And, you know, although we had a hard time, when Dad was still here, you all is what kept him going. You all is what said he is going to walk, he's going to keep going, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about this court. That name, him being part of that, he would be so proud. But you know what, it's about the kids in that corner right there. That's what he would say is, you know, it's not about my name, that means nothing. It's about them right there, the future Marshall, filling these stands every home game. That's what it's all about. I gotta go back to what Mr. All said, the three things: believe in yourself, give 110%, and make people better. You know, he did those three things. I mean, every single one of you here has probably spoken to my father, and he encouraged you to do something, to be a better person, and that's what we need to do more of, you know. He always used to say, be the best you can be, and that would always bring out the best in people. And I truly believe that, and that's how I try to live my life every day. Give 110%. Whenever you're so close to quitting, you can feel it, push yourself harder, OK? keep going faster, and just believe in yourself. And that's all what it's all about. But this gym is beautiful. I remember running these courts when I was a little kid. My older brother Derek probably was here a lot more than I was, but a lot of good memories being back here. Smashing your door in the old gray brown doors, eating breakfast in the cage where his office used to be, running the halls. But it's great to be back, and thank you all very, very much. I can't thank you enough. So that's all I got.
This man led his team in scoring and rebounding his senior year. He was on the teams, he was on the teams that were conference, district, and sectional champions. He graduated from MHS in 1991. He attended William Jewell College, where he graduated in 1995. Currently, he works at Paycor as a regional sales director over Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. He lives in Lee Summit, Missouri with his fiancee, Kendra, and four children, Rylan, Carson, Ava, and Olivia. Sorry. Please help me welcome MHS alumni, Mr. Jeff Jones.
Good evening. It's surreal being in here. Last time I was in this gym was when Coach came back for the second door round. It was like Coaches for Cancer game or something. And it was like on a Saturday night, and I'll never forget it. I walked in and I saw Terry, and then Coach comes walking up in his tennis shoes, and looked awkward as hell, but it was with a suit on, and there's Coach walking around with tennis shoes. I'm like, what are you doing, Coach, with tennis shoes on? But no, it's honestly an honor and a privilege to be here tonight. Obviously, like Brian said, it's been a lot of hours, sweat, and tears in this. This gymnasium had a lot of really, really good time. So it is really amazing what everybody in this community has come together and done, not only to honor Coach Hart, but to produce this amazing facility. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about it today, what I want to say. And there's no words. I mean, everybody knows what a great guy Coach Hart was. I'm not going to rattle off a bunch of stats and statistics, but especially when Now, one of the craziest things for me, when people ask about Coach Hart, and everybody knows him, but I always tell people he was the second biggest influence in my life, besides my parents. Not as an athlete, but as a person. He can coach like nobody's business. But he, I've heard him say, he cared about his kids. He cared about the people in his community. And that's what truly made him special. You know, I could rattle on about all the teams we were on and, you know, all those things. That's not what matters. He made people better, period, at the end of the day. You know, one funny story, and my mom will remember this, probably most people don't even know it. In this day and age, you'll probably get fired. But my sophomore year, we went fairly far in the football playoffs. I came into practice. I didn't think I got the position I deserved. And I was ready to quit. I had my practice stuff, and I walked in that coach's office, and I said, I'm done. He said, no, you're not. He said, work at it. He said, give me 24 hours to think about it and come back. If you're ready to quit, I'll accept your stuff. Now, I thought about it, and I stuck it out. I'm glad I did, because it made me a better person. He didn't care about whether I played basketball or not. He didn't want to see me quit, and that's what he did. He drove people to success. You know, somebody mentioned earlier about being from Orange, and got me thinking, this wasn't one of my normal tracks I was going to say tonight, but I remember I looked over at C. Hart's Kitchen, and I brought my entire family down here after he opened up, I said, we got to go see Coach, you know, try these subs. My mom was telling me about them. And one of the craziest things, I was sitting there talking to Coach, and I said, Coach, how in the hell did a guy from Orange, New Jersey end up here, and now you're selling subs in the old Walmart parking lot, and you're grazing cattle? He goes, I don't know, but it's working. I said, go for it, Coach. I said, whatever works, you know. But, you know, that leads me that day. There's a ton of great memories, but, again, it goes back to the person that Coach was. I brought my kids down, and some of them hadn't met him. And not once during that entire conversation there, when we were eating, did he tell me about Hart's Kitchen. I thought it was pretty cool, and I wanted to know because he couldn't do the Dillon Square and everything, and Terry and Coach were. But all he wanted to do was talk to my kids, find out what they're doing. Do they play sports? How's school going? Those type of things. That was the epitome of Coach Hart. He cared so much about others and wanted to know what they were doing. And those are the things I remember. Yes, he was great on his court. Yes, he sweated to death and took his coat off and a sweater and then his tie. But seeing him interact with my kids tells a story that those that don't truly know him, I wish they could have seen it. Because my kids just lit up and they talked about him all the way home. You know, the last couple of weeks of Coach Hart's life, I got the privilege, unfortunately, to see him for one of the last times. I went down to Columbia and saw Coach that Saturday before he passed. The most amazing thing I got out of that conversation, not once did he sit there and complain. He was going to walk again. He was going to get better. And the entire time I was down there, he was asking about me, my kids, my family, my job, life. And he was just happy, smiling, telling stories. And I walked out of that facility and just smiled from ear to ear. Because the entire time, he didn't once sit there and say, this is horrible. You know, and that right there just solidified who he was as a man and as a person. You know, and as I said, you know, I was walking up here, and again, this wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I looked through those doors, and one of those life lessons that Coach taught me, again, probably one of those things that wouldn't go over too well in today's society, but I was probably being a little out of line in practice. He took me out those doors, had a few choice words for me. No one else was around. And I probably could have complained and bitched and moaned, but I didn't, because he was right. And he set me straight. And again, it wasn't about playing basketball. It was about being a better person. That's what Coach did. He always had a method to his madness. I questioned it a lot. But he always had a rhyme and a reason for what he was doing, you know? And when I heard this court was gonna get named after him, it couldn't be to a better person. So to Terry and family, Coach is missed, but his name will forever live on with this court. So thank you guys.
Home is always a wonderful opportunity. Tonight is no different. At this time, we'd like to recognize those who had the opportunity to play for Coach Kevin Hart. If you hear the year that you played for him, I would ask that you would stand and stay standing until I've completed those years. So if you, we'll just start with 1984. If you played on his team in 84, if you would stand. 1985. 1986. 1987. 1988, 1989, 1990,
1991, 1992, the Dream Team, 1993, and the Final Four year, 1994. A four-year letterman in basketball 1984 to 1987, second team All-State in 1986, state quarterfinal participant in 1986, first team All-State 1987, played on Coach Hart's best single season with a record of 22-3 in 1987, over 1,000 points in high school in his high school career, played college basketball at Otero Junior College in Colorado and at Kemper Junior College in Boonville, Missouri. First team academic All-American at Kemper Junior College, graduated from the University of Central Missouri with a degree in business in 1991. He came back to Marshall and joined the family pharmacy business in 1998 and has resided in Marshall for the last 18 years. He's married to Melissa for 22 years and has two daughters, Hannah, a junior here at Marshall High School, and Haley, a sophomore at William Woods University. Please welcome MHS alumni, Mr. Scott Harley.
Thank you, Ellen.
All right.
It's an honor and privilege to be here this evening and talk about a man that I cared about so much. He was just a true mentor, an outstanding coach, an outstanding person. Before I get into some of the other things that everybody's echoed tonight, I first want to say thanks to the Board of Education, the administration, the faculty, Ellen Lance and the Booster Club, and for all those who have made this event possible. What a special dedication this is, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Kevin Hart was a very special and had a very profound impact on me. Many lives he touched over his 26-year career in Marshall Public Schools. And again, besides being a successful coach, he was a successful teacher, assistant principal, principal, and assistant superintendent. Without doubt, Kevin was committed to the community, and he was committed to Marshall Public Schools. He was a Jersey boy transplant, attended Missouri Valley College, graduated, and once upon graduation, he was here and he was here to stay. This was home. As a varsity basketball coach, I had the opportunity to play with him for four years. And during that time, he taught us lifelong lessons regarding competition, discipline, teamwork, commitment, dedication. Any of that sound familiar? All important attributes that have helped me with my personal life and development, as well as success in my business career. Another important quality, Coach, was a motivator. Again, it's already been said tonight, but he instilled confidence in us as players and individuals and our abilities. He inspired us and frequently reminded us that we could do anything our little hearts desire. With that being said, don't be mistaken, Coach wasn't a softie. He was a very passionate individual, a disciplinarian, and a fierce competitor. He demanded a lot and got everything out of us. My junior year, which was his third season as varsity basketball coach. He, in his first 20-game winning season, he created a culture of winning to a group of, and he referred to our group as overachievers, meeting and exceeding his expectations. He preached attitude, perseverance, and determination. And as the Hart family will attest, he was always there for us, and he always rooted for the underdog. Simply put, if you played for Coach Hart, again, it's already been mentioned, but if you gave it not 110%, you gave it 110%. You had a positive attitude, you never gave up. You see, Coach had a vision about the program. He didn't just want to build a team. He was here to build a program, and that's just what he did. This was indicative with all the time spent in the summer camps and winter breeze basketball and all the clinics and leagues during his 11 years as coach. His success, again, it's been echoed before, it speaks for itself. 8 winning seasons, 6 20-game winning seasons, 3 state quarterfinals, 5 top 10 final state rankings, 3-time KMZU Coach of the Year, and he coached all 5 All-State basketball players. I think probably the fondest memory that I've got in playing for Coach Hart was, as Joe Paul alluded to earlier in the CV, about the time when we played at Rockbridge. Rockbridge was always they were always tough. I mean, we never had beaten Rockbridge until 1987. But the motivator on that was Coach Hart had the boldness. We were all in the locker room to hand out these green shirts, because put these on. So we started putting them on over our warm-ups. And the shirts said they were in green with gold, Rockbridge colors, and they said, "Beat Rockbridge." That's how bold Coach was. So what did we do? I led the way through those doors, and they were warming up down here, and we ran all the way around them and circled them because we were going to make a statement. And by golly, we beat Rockbridge that night for the first time. Another memory that I've got of Coach was a time in this gym where it was coming down the wire. It was a close game. And I wasn't having a very good game that night, but we were up about 5 points, whatever. About a minute left, and I got the stupid urge to get a rebound down here, take it coast to coast, and try to go in for the jam. Well, that plan failed. Bounced off the back of the rim, and about 2 seconds later, I was out of the game. Had a few choice words for me that night, but he was in the right. I should have been more conservative on that and taking care of business. You know, it's been echoed tonight, but in addition to his success on the court, he generally cared about us as individuals. And he was very interested and supported our extracurricular activities. At the end of every basketball season, it was a tradition to go to his house with his family, reflect on the previous season, and eat those outstanding Joyzy subs. Again, passion that he turned into a business 30 plus years later. Just a small example of Coach practiced what he preached. Follow your dreams, never give up, and always give it 110%. To our family, Terry, Derek, Brian, and Lucas, I know it's been a long, it's been a hard several months, and we're grateful that you're here this evening, and I'm honored to be here. Besides being a loving, caring, dedicated husband, father, and grandfather, he was a great person, a great coach, and a great friend who gave his heart and soul to not only you and his family, but to the players, the students, the school district, and the Marshall community. This is a well-deserved recognition, one that cannot go to a more deserving individual, one in which his legacy will last forever. Thank you very much.
Tonight, it's an exciting time for our students. We, as Booster Club, have several people that we need to thank. The Marshall Board of Education, Marshall Public Schools, all of the faculty and staff. We have pushed the custodians and those that work here at the high school pretty hard over the last 10 or 12 months, making sure that this facility got what it needed, and then learning the new things and the updates that we've put in here and how to run them and maintain them. So I, on behalf of the Booster Club, we thank all of those people, as well as we have many people in our community. Some of their names are on the walls in here that we will forever be thankful for. But there's a couple that gave to make sure that the chili supper tonight and this event was possible. ConAgra Foods, Chad was an intricate part in making sure that those things, they donated hot dogs and some things to us tonight that it just saves the Booster Club, and we appreciate that very much, Chad. Community Bank, Marshall donated the rally towels that you received. We have so many of those. We're gonna be able to share those with our student body throughout the school year. We're excited about that. So thank you. I don't know where Robbie is in the building. Where's he at? Did he leave? Okay. It must have been his bedtime. He runs early in the morning. And then Wooden Houston Bank also donated the balls. Scott Van, thank you, Scott. I know you were an intricate part in making sure that we have those. So you'll be seeing those. Our kids will be seeing those throughout the school year at the winter sports. Okie dokie. Here we go. Many of you have been blessed to attend Marshall Public Schools while Coach Hart and his wife Terry were teaching here. Tonight has been an opportunity for our community to celebrate the long commitment this family gave to Marshall Public Schools and the entire community. Without further ado, please welcome to the floor Kevin Hart's brother, Dominic Hart, his son Derek, wife Erin, children Brecklin, Ireland, Hudson, Kellen, Jameson, Addison, and Amelia, son Brian and wife Breck, and their children Beau and Sawyer, son Lucas and wife Whitney, and their daughter Bethany. If you guys just want to come down, we'll kind of just stand around the end if you want. And last but not least, she's not waiting for her name to be called, Mrs. Ted Hart, Terry. This plaque is a small token we would like to send home with your family. Thank you for your years you've missed nights at home, spent nights with extras in your home, and the hours you sacrificed your father as he gave tirelessly to the Marshall Public Schools. The plaque says, determined on November 12, 2018, every fan to attend the Marshall High School Gymnasium will be welcomed to the Kevin Hart Court. It has his accolades on it, and just a small token that we wanted to send home with them.
And at this time, could I ask any alumni that are here if you would come to the floor, please? This court will be an example of the testament to his intensity, dedication, and his lasting influence, both on the game of basketball and the lives of the students he coached. From this day forward, when every fan is welcome to an event here at Marshall High School, they will hear, "Welcome to Marshall High School, the home of Kevin Harcourt."
So, I've been asked to kind of close tonight's ceremony. I have to say, I never had the privilege of meeting Mr. Kevin Hart, but I'm honored to have been here tonight and heard the stories and just how much he meant and continues to be and will always be in this community. And I think I speak for maybe some other people here who didn't get a chance to meet him and say, I'm going to be a better person moving forward. And so here's an example of someone I didn't even meet who's going to make me a better person. I want to thank all of you who had any part of that and tonight for doing that. So we've shared a wonderful evening honoring Kevin Hart's generosity and commitment to Marshall High School and the greater community. But let us not leave tonight without properly recognizing also the generosity and commitment of the group who made tonight and this gym renovation possible. This took an incredible amount of work, and every single person in here had a piece of that. But there's a dedicated group who spent years working on this. And to see it come to fruition, this happened tonight, is very special for everyone in this gym. So, the members of the Marshall High School Booster Club who worked tirelessly on this project, please stay up. And I said, I would be standing on there. And with all the lights, please step forward. So all of you from the bottom of our collective and communal heart, we thank you for this special evening and this beautiful gym renovation. So if everybody, if we could give one more round of applause to the Marshall High School Booster Club for welcoming you to this community. So ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to continue, share this moment, share this space for fellowship, but this concludes the end of the evening, and we wish you all a safe trip home. And of course, if you want to stick around and take some photos, there's some beautiful places in this gym to get a lot of pictures. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Please come to Marshall High School basketball games this season.